Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. Ever feel like your brain is a disco ball, reflecting a million different thoughts and ideas all at once? Yeah, that's our everyday reality, isn't it? But today, we're not just embracing the chaos, we're turning it into something powerful. We're talking about self-awareness through those ADHD symptoms you know so well. See, a lot of times, we get labeled with these things like disorganized or hyperactive. But what if I told you those aren't just traits, they're clues? Clues leading to a deeper understanding of who we are, what makes us tick, and how to actually thrive in this crazy world. Now, some people might say spiritual. What does that even have to do with ADHD? Well, think about it. Spirituality is all about connecting with your inner self, finding meaning and purpose, right? And when you're struggling with those classic ADHD symptoms, forgetfulness, impulsivity, difficulty focusing, it can feel like you're constantly battling an internal storm. But what if instead of fighting it, we learn to navigate it? Here are five key takeaways that I want you to walk away with today. 1. Embrace the chaos. Seriously, give yourself permission to be a little messy. That scattered mind isn't your enemy, it's a superpower waiting to explode. Think about all those amazing ideas you have there just bouncing around, needing a space to land and blossom. So instead of trying to force everything into neat little boxes, create an environment that celebrates that flow. 2. Identify your strengths. You know how people say turn your weaknesses into strengths? Well, with ADHD, it's more like highlight those hidden gems. Are you incredibly creative? Hyper-focused on things you find genuinely interesting? A natural problem solver? These are all superpowers that come from that unique wiring. 3. Ritualize your day. Now, I know what you're thinking. Laura, routines sound like the opposite of ADHD. But hear me out. Think of rituals as gentle anchors in your day. They help create a sense of order without feeling too rigid. It could be something simple like making your bed every morning, meditating for 5 minutes before starting work, or taking a walk after lunch. 4. Find your tribe. We all need people who get us, right? So find that community of fellow ADHD brains online or in person. Sharing experiences, tips, and even just the occasional rant can make a world of difference. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. 5. Practice self-compassion. This is huge. Be kind to yourself, seriously. You're doing your best in a world that wasn't always designed for brains like ours. Forgive those slip-ups, celebrate the wins, and remember growth isn't linear. It's a roller coaster ride, but hey, at least we get to enjoy the view. Think about when you finally got that project finished after weeks of struggling with distractions and procrastination. You probably felt a rush of accomplishment, right? And maybe even a sense of pride in how you persevered through those challenges. That's self-awareness in action, recognizing your strengths, understanding your limitations, and finding ways to work with them, not against them. You know that feeling when you're completely absorbed in something you love, time just melts away? That hyperfocus is a gift. It's a window into your passions, your true interests. The key is to find activities that spark that inner fire and make the most of it. So remember, self-awareness isn't about perfection, it's about progress. It's a journey of discovery, understanding, and ultimately embracing who you are, ADHD and all. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to try this week to build your self-awareness? Share it in the comments below. Let's support each other on this amazing journey. Don't forget to subscribe, hit that notification bell, and join me tomorrow for another episode of ADHD, but make it spiritual. Until then, keep shining bright, my friends. You are capable of incredible things.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.